This afternoon, we talk about ashwagandha, what exactly it is, and is it good for you? Joining us this afternoon, we have alternative health researcher and owner of Afia Health Care, Sophia Hafaji. Welcome to the program, Sister Sophia. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum salam. Jazakallah for having me.
Jazakallah for joining us. For some, they may have been following this, but for many, it's the first time they're hearing the word ashwagandha. What is this all about? What is it?
Ashwagandha is an adaptogenic herb. When you say adaptogenic, it means that it helps the body to react to stress. It's also known as Indian ginseng, and some people call it somnifera root, and it's also known as winter cherry. It's been around in Ayurvedic medicine for a very long time, for about 2,500 years, but we're only hearing about it now, most of us. You can use the leaves of it, and you can also use the root of it, but most of the ones that we find now are the powdered dried root of the herb.
Yes, as you indicate, it's been around for a long time. So what has created the sudden interest in it?
You know, it's interesting to note that the meaning of ashwagandha, the literal meaning of it, means smell of a horse. So that's because when you grind the fresh roots, you actually can get the smell of a horse. So, and many have believed it to be that when you take it, you get the strength and the vitality of a horse. Mm. And so if it's something that's going to give you that much of strength and vitality, there's no wonder that many people are reacting the way they are to it. And also, if you have to look at the many benefits of taking ashwagandha, there's not just benefits only for your physical being, as in that it provides thyroid support, it helps your stamina, your endurance, your muscle strength as well. It also helps to prevent and treat cancer. When I was at an Ayurvedic clinic in India, it was actually something that was being used in part of many, many treatments, and the treatment of cancer was just one of them, and that's why it was also so amazing to look at. It also helps with brain cell degeneration, to stabilize your blood sugar levels, to lower your cholesterol levels, to boost your immune system, to balance your hormones, to improve your fertility. And one of the reasons why I like it also is because it helps with adrenal fatigue, with anxiety and depression, and with chronic stress. And so you don't often find a supplement that would help with such a broad variety of things and would also help you from an emotional and cognitive perspective as well.
Yes. In your own, healthcare treatment that you offer at Afia, have you been prescribing it? Have any of your patients used it? And what are the benefits that they've been witnessed and enjoyed?
Mufisab, if I tell you how many women are loving this particular herb, because a lot of people tell me that, you know what, you tend to go to bed and you feel that wired and tired type of feeling, you know, where a lot of people tend to dream about even what they're going to be doing the next day because it's so hectic, you know. And we don't have a chance to actually relax. We don't get a chance to kind of shut off and shut down. We're just moving from one thing to the next. And even when you are relaxing, you're kind of thinking already at the back of your mind about, I'm going to be cooking this tomorrow, or I need to take that out of the freezer, or have I tick that off my to-do list. And so a lot of people actually tell me that this is the proverbial chill pill. You know, it's this herb that you take that helps you to handle stress, and it helps you to relax, and it's also something that helps you to sleep better. And I think this is why so many women love it. But one of the other things is that it also helps to balance hormones, which is amazing. And then the other thing that I think is also very attractive to many is that it actually slows your aging process. So it sounds like a miracle, but yes, you can understand why everyone would love it.
When you're talking about, you know, easing down and relaxing people's minds, and that, is there a narcotic effect to it? And, you know, isn't there some concern in that regard? Has it been checked in that regard?
No, actually not at all. In fact, it is something that is actually so gentle that has been, like I said, it's been around in Ayurvedic medication for 2,500 years. And I think a lot of us might actually have been using it, like if we have to look at the confinement packs that we get from our hakims, you know, our huwavar packs, we call them. You would actually find that in there, there's a little powder that the hakims were giving the ladies that is called azkhand. And azkhand, the hakims told us, is excellent for your recovery, and it helps your back, it strengthens you again, and it kind of provides you almost an emotional support in a way. So now this has been, and if it's something that can be given to women that are even breastfeeding and in that period just immediately after giving birth, then there aren't actually those type of narcotic, or even as if it would be like, it's not even as strong as a CBD effect would be. Yeah. But it just helps you to relax. And the reason why is because it helps your body to manage stress better. And so that's why it's also such an amazing thing to have.
Yes. The you know, what you described earlier on about the origins of the name and the smell of the horse, this thing, does that in any way put people off having to deal with that? It may not be appealing to all.
A lot of people do. There are some people who maybe might add it to their smoothies or to their milkshake or that type of thing in the morning. But I think most commonly now we're finding that it's added to capsules and it's in a capsule form. So once you just put it into your mouth and you're swallowing with water, you're not getting that smell at all.
Yes. How does a person know whether it is something for them?
I think with... if you have to look at how our lifestyles are these days, the way everything is been moving so fast, and we're constantly bombarded with messages, and we're constantly bombarded with social media and with technology and all this type of thing. So we very often see now that a lot of people are suffering with a lot of depression, with a lot of anxiety. It all comes from our lack of relaxing, of making sort of a conscious attempt to relax, you know, of putting things out of our mind, and we kind of not shutting off our minds anymore. We're not connecting with nature anymore. So a lot of us have a lot of the stress and a lot of anxiety, a lot of depression. A lot of us are suffering with all of these things that we're looking at that ashwagandha is good for. So if you can add what you're going through to this list, and I'm sure it's like 90% of us would be able to tick off on that list and say, this would be for me and this would be for me, especially when we're looking at preventing cancer, I mean, looking at being a broad spectrum remedy in a way. I think a lot of people would find that it would fit nicely in with their lifestyles.
Mm. Well, the month of Ramadan, just a week away, you know, there are those who perhaps struggle somewhat with fasting. Is it something that you'd recommend?
It won't actually help in that to give you the energy, the sustained energy throughout the day, as like maybe, let's say, a vitamin would, or let's say you would get like maybe from coconut oil or from moringa or that type of thing. But in the way that it does help you is that it helps you to sleep better. And a lot of women were concerned over the years that when they were taking it, that they would completely miss their alarms for suhoor and would just miss suhoor or would miss fajr. But what it actually does is that when you go to bed, it gives you a better quality sleep in that first part of the night. And so when you do wake up, you feel much more ready for the day. You feel much more energized. And this is because it nourishes your adrenal glands. What happens with our adrenal glands is because when you are so stressed and you're moving from one task to another, and that's often where many women will find that they develop lower back pain. I'm just saying women somehow because I deal mostly with women, but the same benefits would apply to men as well. So when you find that you've got that type of lifestyle, you can't shut off at night. And so even your sleep is a disrupted sleep. And then when you do wake up in the morning, you're still feeling tired and you're still feeling as if it's taking you an hour to get going. And then you need that cup of coffee in the morning to get going. Now, if you're cutting down on that and now in the morning when you're waking up in Ramadan, you don't have that anymore where you need that kind of kick, that kind of to go, you know, because you've had sufficient rest and you've had a good rest. And so in that way, this is how ashwagandha helps with that. And then obviously, then the energy that you're getting throughout the day, the sustained energy, is simply from having recharged yourself enough the night before. And that's how you find yourself having more energy to deal with the day and to get through your fast nicely.
Sounds great, inshallah. We hope that listeners may need this will benefit from it. Sister Sophia, jazakumullah khair for sharing the insight.
If I could just mention also that ashwagandha, though, even though it is safe when you are breastfeeding in small doses, it's not to be taken by pregnant mums. It's also not to be taken if you are taking medication that would suppress your immune system, because ashwagandha does boost the immune system. So it's not also for anyone who is on sedatives or taking any blood pressure medication or on thyroid medication or diabetes. And so if you are on any of these, then you shouldn't consider ashwagandha. It's also always nice to have somebody to chat to. We're also always available for your questions if you guys want to email us. I'm not sure if I can give my email address, if that would be okay.
Yes.
If anyone would like any more information, they can contact us on afiainfo, that's AAFIYAH, and then info, all one word, at gmail.com. And then if you have any questions on the ashwagandha and if it would be suitable for you and what type of quality of ashwagandha to look for, we would be able to help you with that as well as dosage.
Yes, we really appreciate the insight. Jazakumullah khair for sharing that with us this afternoon.
Ameen. Jazakallah for having me.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.